sometimes it's okay to just acknowledge what has happened. Sometimes it's okay. Sometimes your audience will respect it more if you just say, hey, we were wrong. Ooh. Hey, I was wrong. I've changed my mind. And I think that's kind of what certain segments of the Auburn fan base would respect if they would hear from the old Alabama media machine right now, and they're not hearing it. He's Zach. I'm Brad. It's a brand new Village Vice. Where are you, Zach? You're in the truck, I see.
I'm in the truck. I'm on campus. As soon as we're done, I'm going to walk over to practice.
Mm-hmm.
So there you go.
All right. So the Alabama media machine is hard at work after Auburn wins the NIT. Let me tell you what I think they thought was going to happen. They thought Auburn was going to get beat somewhere along the way. They thought the team wouldn't care. They thought they wouldn't show up. They thought they'd lose somewhere along the way, and they would get to point and laugh.
Which, I'm going to be honest, Brad, like, that's what I thought was going to happen too. And that's why I was going into it. I was like, yo, effort for this team has been questioned down the stretch. Like, why are we doing this?
Yeah.
Why are we doing this? And then after they won a few and like this team actually looked like a team, not just a bunch of like talented players.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, maybe this was the right move. And then obviously now that they won it, like, I don't know how you could say anything other than that.
Yeah. Immediately after Auburn won it, that machine started cranking up. That machine that, by the way, we all know now. I so love that we're in 2026. We're not in the year 2000 anymore. We're not in the 90s or the 80s where,
right,
you know, you couldn't really identify what was happening. You just kind of took the information that you were getting. But now we all know there's a machine and it's at work. But they immediately started rolling and like, well, what? But wait a minute. Listen, Joe Tipton out there covers basketball recruiting. He puts a tweet out yesterday morning. It's like, I got to tell you, look out for Alabama. Look out for Nate Oates. They're the name in play for some of the top portal prospects. Okay. He had to walk that back because so is Miami and Indiana and Arizona and Louisville and more. So in other words.
Yeah, all the top teams with NIL money. Yeah. Shocker. Shocker.
But why? But it's no accident that had to get that out there first. Wait a minute. The sun is shining. The sun is shining on Auburn right now. We didn't think that was going to happen this year. So let's try to dampen it. Let's try to say it's artificial sun, or let's try to bring some rain clouds in. We can't have this sunshine shining brightly over on the plains.
That's right. That's right. And look, I mean, a lot of people had it locked and loaded as far as, you know, 69th place and all of that. And it's like, that's not how the tournament works. That's not how tournament seeding works. They do not take the best 68 teams.
Right.
It's funny. Good jab. But all in all, like, this is just a prime example of something good happening to Auburn.
Yeah.
And them making Stevens quote afterwards, like, you know, the whole world kind of got to watch us see us make the best out of a non-ideal situation. I'm paraphrasing him. I'm like, Steven, I think that's really well said. I think that was really well said, well articulated. And that's what it was. It wasn't an ideal situation. Auburn made the best of it.
Yeah.
And now you go into the off season with a little bit of momentum that you wouldn't have had otherwise, and hope and more data on, you know, we've seen Elijah Freeman, that graphic be posted that he's coming back.
Yep.
Okay, great. You know,
it's one piece.
I'm assuming Kevin Overton comes back because I don't know how you don't make that happen. You know, we'll see what happens with Jovic. We'll see what happens with Tahad. We'll see what happens with Sway. But you have more information about all these players. I think you got to see guys in different roles next year. Like, goodness, like, okay, maybe you're on the fence about KO. You're not anymore. Goodness gracious. So,
talking about Kevin Overtime?
Overtime. Kevin Overtime. I like that. I like that. So, yeah, I don't know how you can look at this now and think, oh, yeah, Auburn didn't do the right thing. In retrospect, right? And once again, like, I was wrong. I thought it was a bad decision.
Yeah.
And it's okay to admit you're wrong. It's okay for you to get more information and to say, oh, with this new information.
Yep.
What I originally said, I'm pivoting away from that.
Now, one Alabama media source in particular is using the exact opposite of that.
Doubling down, Brett.
And I'm taking a deep breath as we go into this after we remind you that if you go to roback.com and you put in promo code BARN20 at roback.com, you'll save
20%
on everything. Their polos. Woo! All right. Hey, coming in a little hot. Their polos, their quarter zips. No, I mean, just audio levels driving. So I don't mean your enthusiasm. Your enthusiasm is awesome. Their entire catalog of stuff at roback.com, BARN20, R-H-O-B-A-C-K.com. Promo code BARN20, 20% off at roback.com.
When I say row, you say back. Row.
Back.
Row.
Back. Okay. So let's talk about the next round, shall we? Let's talk.
Do we have to?
Yeah. Let me get a couple of disclaimers out here.
Yeah. Let's preface this because I like Ryan Brown. So I don't want to, like, let's lay the groundwork for this. Yeah.
So Ryan and I are from the same county. He was instrumental in getting me probably my first three jobs involving sports radio. Okay. Back in Calhoun County at WHMA AM in Anniston, and I filled in for him on his morning show many times when he had a show there. I think I've sat in a Sunday school class that he led. I am a pro Ryan Brown individual.
Right. And, you know, just kind of a peek behind the curtain, you and I, we tried to do a show together. We've wanted to work together for a long time, both appreciated what the other did. Thought our chemistry was good, you know, thought we'd have a good balance of sports and just life conversation, which I think after doing this for several years, I think we nailed.
Yeah.
But maybe too much non-sports, depending on who you ask. But so, I mean, once we decided to be more aggressive with pitching that, we went to several outlets, you specifically, you really led the charge on it. And Ryan Brown, like, I remember sitting down with him at SEC Media Days when it was in Dallas.
Yeah.
And you had already talked to him several times on the phone. And they were so excited about launching an Auburn show featuring us. They're the ones who came up with the name Village Vice. Like, that's all them. And I think most of it was under, like, Ryan Brown's vision, I think, is my understanding of it. So with what we're about to say, or the way this conversation is about to go, I think, we owe a lot to Ryan Brown.
Sure, sure.
Yeah.
There's a reason they were launching an Auburn show. And it's because the perception is, and we've said this before, that the next round is an Alabama show. It's an Alabama show. Okay? And it's okay to say that. Because sometimes, you know, well, no, I think they do a pretty good job. I think there are times where they try to be neutral or at least speak from neutral positions. But they aren't neutral. Right? All three of the guys on that show either went to Alabama, graduated from Alabama, or have spent time on Alabama's, like, official school broadcast network in some capacity. So, I mean, we know this as Auburn fans. How difficult, how easy, how challenging, how not is it to keep your personal biases out of everything that you do? Here's another thing. They didn't go independent without a good working knowledge of their audience and their sponsor base and what it takes to keep the audience happy and to keep the sponsor base happy. Okay. And that's a heavy Alabama lean. So when they come out
and I want to be clear because I want to explicitly say this, you're hinting at it, but I want to explicitly say it. That's not a bad thing.
No.
Especially with how media is and how algorithms work now. I think 10, 15 years ago when everything had to be journalism or bust, I think that was a little bit different.
Agreed.
But the landscape has changed. They caught wind of that. That's why they took the leap from radio to, you know, just being a digital media company is because of that. So, like, it's not a bad thing to slant one way from a business model perspective.
Right.
Now, if you want to be a journalist and, you know, capital J and all that, I think that kind of skews the lines a little bit. And when people say they're that, but they're clearly that's to me is a problem. But But yeah, no, I mean, with what they do, like, I think they're doing a good job.
They're content creators with a slant that makes perfect business sense.
All right. So, all right. We've laid the groundwork.
Okay. This, so. Okay. Ryan should just say I was wrong about Auburn in the NIT. They have taken a hardline anti-NIT stance to the detriment of a segment of their audience, or because it plays well to the larger segment of the audience. When sure. Auburn is in the NIT, does it play well to the Alabama segment of their audience to go, nobody should ever be in the NIT? Yeah, that plays well. That's good for their audience. To say if you win it, you shouldn't hang a banner. Why exactly? What's the detriment to your program to hang a banner? Alabama has NIT appearances on a banner in their gym. North Carolina has NIT stuff all over their gym. Why is it? What detriment? Tell me how it hurts your program to acknowledge an NIT championship.
Yeah, right. Now, if Auburn would have lost in the first round, or, you know, lost to Seattle U in the second round or whatever, like, that would have been bad. That would have been bad for sure. And if you as a program want to acknowledge, like, okay, we're not going to ever bring this up again, that this happened. Yeah. We're just going to move past it. You know, if Auburn, like, I think that would have been Auburn basketball's play. But
yeah,
you want it. You want it. And so you've got positive momentum going into it. You know, I think there's probably more belief around Stephen Pearl now than there was a month ago.
Yeah.
How fair is that? How valid is that? I think that's a different discussion, but
right,
that definitely seems to be the case right now.
Why not just say, boy, clearly from the reaction from Auburn fans, this has been a positive thing. This is clearly better than the alternative. Clearly going and playing in the NIT and winning it is better than just ending the season, turning down a bid, and finishing with a bad taste in your mouth, finishing without five extra games, finishing without 3 extra weeks of practice, finishing without the building that might lead to more next year. Like, what?
The other aspect of this that I think is interesting is, like, I assume they're close to Steven. He goes on their show, like, all the time.
Has for a long time, by the way.
For years.
For a long time.
Yeah, I was a little surprised by, like, all, like, how do you talk to somebody for once a week for several years and, like, not have developed, like, a friendship with them? Like, why wouldn't they be happy for their friend? I don't know. Like, that's another thing that I thought was interesting.
Or build up the guests they have on their show regularly. And like you said, have for a long time. So the genesis of that, I can go back to that, by the way, if we really want to take people inside or behind the curtain. Is they originally had Oates on their show. They were trying to get BP. Auburn sports information person at the time wanted to protect the radio affiliates by not giving them BP regularly. So I think they reached out on their own to Steven and developed that relationship. And he's been there for like 3 years. He's been on regularly.
Yeah.
And they benefit a great deal from that. I think they benefit more than the Auburn basketball program benefits from having him on their show. And then they took an opportunity to crap on it. It didn't make a lot of sense. Didn't make a lot of sense. Unless you're only playing to the larger segment of your audience, which makes business sense. So, just some thoughts on that. Is that a different, what you got there?
Don't get me started on this.
No, man. I want to get you started. What you drinking?
So my normal C4 stopped at a different place than normal. We'll never do that again.
No.
They had 3 rows of Cosmic Rainbow. And I like the Hawaiian Punch one the most. So this used to be the Skittles flavored C4. Which is the greatest beverage ever created.
Okay.
Like, there's chocolate milk, and then I think there's, you know, the Skittles flavor.
We don't have time today for beverage rankings.
But here's what really chaps me up about this, Brad, is they kept everything the same, except they just changed the name of this, thinking we wouldn't notice. thinking we wouldn't notice. In fact, the first time I bought, they discontinued the Skittles one. I guess their deal fell apart, which should have been a national story. I'm not going to lie to you. That should have been a bigger deal than it was to our culture.
All right.
And they had the all that. And people in the comment section, when we've talked about this before, how when I've talked about the Skittles thing, they're like, well, it's just it's the rainbow one. It's the same thing. It's not. It's not the same thing. And they're everybody's trying to push this propaganda.
Yeah.
I don't know what this would be called. The energy drink machine. Yeah. I don't know. Alabama media machine, energy drink media machine. I don't know.
EDM.
It's not the same.
Yeah.
It's not the same. And that's what I'm having to deal with this morning.
So it doesn't taste the same?
No.
How different could it possibly be?
Well, if I could go get a Skittles one, I wouldn't share it. But if I would,
yeah,
you could take a swig of both of them and you would know.
Okay. I've never had a C4. Never tried those.
Yeah. They're electric. So. I'm addicted.
Okay. All right. Well, that's good. Hey, at least you can have that kind of fun. Because if you like Auburn basketball, you're not allowed to have any other fun, Zach.
No fun for anyone but us. Yeah, no, that's right.
No fun allowed. Don't you? Are you think? Hey, you watching? You listening? Are you thinking about fun? Are you thinking about having fun? Don't you do it?
Can't.
Not allowed. Fun police coming after you.
Check out this view.
That's a pretty great view. Wait a minute. Are you parked where I'm not allowed to park?
Yes.
Hey,
says in the media email we're allowed to park. I've never been towed or anything here.
Better look. That's I'm infuriated right now. Because if I go park there, within an hour I'll have a ticket.
Yeah, and I don't know if they just tell them like on days where there's media availability.
Turn it around. I want you to look how many. I want people to see those watching on YouTube how many open spaces there are. How many open spots would you guess are there?
Hundreds. There's nobody in the slot.
But don't you dare park there, or else you get a ticket. Good grief.
Yeah, I don't know if athletics just tells parking services when there's media availability or what. I don't know.
If athletics can tell parking services stuff, I have something that they could tell them. I have a message they could deliver.
Can you say it on the air?
No.
Okay.
I'd rather not. Rather not.
All right.
Okay. How much do you think you're going to get out of practice today? Like, what are you going to be looking for? Let me put it that way. What's your focus?
Well, they're giving us two windows this week, so yeah. I'm going to guess nothing. I'm going to guess we get nothing out of it.
No, I don't think – no, this staff doesn't seem to be that way. I think you'll get some stuff. You'll see guys at different positions probably because they're moving around. Guys,
well, Golish will tell us stuff, but yeah. I don't think he wants to show us anything.
I see.
Okay. Yeah, what I'm looking for, like, where's Chris Murray? Like, is Chris Murray with the edges yet?
Yeah.
Do they try any more like fun alignments on the offensive line or is what we kind of saw last week what we're going to get?
Yeah. I'm going to look tight ends and running backs. I think that'll be good. I'm going to go over today too.
Oh, well here, let's get down and walk over.
Okay, fine. That'll do it for today's show. Thanks, everybody, for watching, for listening. Please remember, until next time, everyone has vices. Make sure Village Vice is one of yours.